Look out, everybody, because the goose is on the loose. I'm migrating through the web, and then I'm bringing y'all the truth. I'm really not a rapper, but I wrote for y'all this rhyme. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bruce the Goose, and this is NFT time. What is up, Nifty fam? This is a very special episode of NFT time, where I'm going to tell you all about Nifty Pride, the metaverse's first ever Pride Parade and LGBTQ Creator Expo. So, as a little bit of background, I bought a Pride flag wearable for CryptoVoxels from pixels.eth. You should definitely check him out. He's got some really cool stuff he makes. And he messaged me on Discord, I guess, to say thanks. I couldn't tell you exactly how our interaction started or exactly how it went about. But what I do know is that I got a Pride flag from him, and I thought it was really cool. And then that talking to him about it like sparked the idea of, like, yo, what if we held a Pride parade in CryptoVoxels? Since the whole world's broken, we're probably not getting Pride events. And that led to, well, he thought it was a good idea, so we decided to do it. I put up a post on Twitter, just basically how many people would be interested in doing a Pride parade in CryptoVoxels. And almost immediately, someone, WizardX, creator of the WizardX Cards collectible series, offered to loan us a parcel to put up a gallery for it. And then a few other people said it would be a really cool idea and they'd be really interested in being a part of it. So it's going to happen. We're doing it. I wish we had more time to plan it, but it's this Saturday, the 27th. If you're listening to this after that, apologies, you missed it. But we're going to have another one soon, because why should we limit Pride to 1 month of the year? But we figured Global Pride Day is the perfect day to host the first ever Metaverse Pride event. So the rundown, essentially, is we're going to have a parade through the Bronx District in CryptoVoxels. I hope you all wear your gayest outfits. It'll be great. Definitely hit up pixels.eth. He's got a lot of Pride-focused wearables. It's very cool. Then after the parade, which starts at 12 p.m. UTC, we are going to gather in the North Tower, where WizardX has very generously loaned us 5 parcels to put up an amazing art gallery. And we're going to have an awesome after party. We're going to have live DJs from Dow Records. Unknown Misery also offered to do a DJ set. We're going to have music from, like, the DJs are going to play music created by the crypto LGBTQ plus community. We're going to have a raffle. I'm going to be giving away a single edition NFT artwork that I did. I think a couple other people who wanted to submit creations are going to raffle their pieces too. We're going to do a watch party in the Whale community Discord, where I will be doing airdrops of feathers. And I believe, I'm hoping we'll be able to get some whale airdrops during the time. Chances are, if you're in there, there'll be tips flying around. If you're not in the Whale community Discord, or if you're not aware of what Whale coin is, you're missing out. Whale coin is Whale Shark. He's if you don't know, missing out. Whale Shark's a very enthusiastic NFT art collector, and he created a social currency through Roll. And the value of that social currency is tied to the value of the NFTs in what was once his personal collection is now, well, most of what was one of once his personal collection is now in the vault, which is going to be basically community controlled through. You can go to whale.me to learn more about the Whale coin. I'm not going to go into all that right now. That Discord, the invite for that is discord.gg/whale. So we're going to have the parade. We're going to have a art expo showcasing a bunch of very talented artists from the LGBTQ plus / crypto community. Everyone is welcome to submit their work, but LGBTQ plus creators will be prioritized in being displayed. If you go to the event website at Nifty Pride, niftypride.bookmark.com, there is information on the event itself. I have to update it. There's going to be information about all the creators that are submitting work. There's a sponsor page where you can have your platform or your project or whatever listed as an event sponsor by buying a supporter ticket or by donating. You can contact me directly on Twitter at @xbrucethegoose. I'm kind of back and forth. Sorry, I'm very excited about all this. So let me, one more time, quick rundown. We're going to have the parade starting at Nifty Lane in Crypto Voxels. I don't do Crypto Voxels all that much, so I'll have a link to the actual location on the event page. We're going to, after the parade, we're going to go have the after party. We're going to do a little meet the artist thing, like do a little background information on each of the artists that submitted their work. Then we are going to do a raffle. I have a single edition art in it. Some other people are submitting some work for it. I don't know if we're going to do like one person wins all the raffle stuff. We might do two separate raffles, actually. We might do a like creator raffle of everyone submit a piece of art, winner takes the pot, and then a raffle for the other stuff to raise funds to get a parcel for an LGBTQ plus art gallery. And we're going to do a live auction of some very exclusive pieces being created specifically for this event. I have one myself. I'll give you a tiny teaser of it. It's a 3D model. So the NFT will be a animation of a display of the 3D model. And then it'll be this NFT unlocks this link or whatever. And you can actually get the .glb file of the actual 3D model that I haven't quite finished yet. I'm working on it. So a few shout outs to people that were amazingly beneficial in helping this come together. First off, WizardX, you already got your shout out, but you're getting it again. Huge, huge thing that you loaned us the parcels to put this up on. That's amazing. Thank you so much, really. Rizzle, y'all know him. You love him. Co-hosts the weekly Whip Meetup in Crypto Voxels. He co-hosts the Token Smart podcast and the You Deserve a Drink podcast from Scent. He's also a co-creator of Avastars and InfinFT. He's a big name. He's a man after my own heart, with his fingers in all the pies and wearing all the hats. He gave us a shout out at the Whip, actually. So that probably gave us a bunch of traction. Shout out to Flux Research, who is the founder of CryptoArtNet, which is a crypto art creator directory, basically. Shout out. He did a article in Crypto Art News about like what the people in Crypto Art Net are up to, and did a big feature right on the top of the page about Nifty Pride. And that's amazing. Like, thank you so much. So we did a shout out to Rizzle. Shout out to The World's Mine. That is basically a social good token. They did a huge, he did a giveaway on Twitter. I don't know who won the $20 that he gave away, which I'm going to make an NFT for him. It's so appreciated. But anyway, The World's Mine, I think it's, the website for that is themine.me. if I remember correctly. You can find all this stuff on the event site. So definitely go give them a shout. He added so much visibility to the Pride event just by doing that giveaway on Twitter. I'm missing a couple. Big shout out to Pixels. Like, he was the inspiration for the light bulb that made all this happen. And not only that, he's doing a whole bunch of different Pride flag wearables and stuff like that. So definitely check out his shop and get some stuff from him. There's somebody I'm forgetting. Crap, who am I forgetting? Give me just a minute here. Mag NFT, a digital magazine about digital art that is an NFT on its own. You probably know about them too if you're in the art NFT world. He's going to be putting an article about Nifty Pride in upcoming issue this week. So very cool on that. Big shout out to Dow Records for being the DJ, and to Unknown Misery for also being a DJ. Shout out to everybody else who offered to loan me your parcels to put this on. Thank you so much. It means a ton, but we already have the parcels, so it's not really necessary. But it's all very incredible. I wish we had this idea sooner with more than a week to plan it, but I really think we're going to do more events throughout the metaverse. I think there's going to be a lot of support for it. I'm going to set up a new wallet. There's going to be a donation fund going to set up a permanent gallery to showcase LGBTQ plus creators in the space. So some of the people we already have coming on for, you're about to be excited because we got some awesome names for art contributions for the gallery and hopefully for the giveaways. And we're going to do a live auction of some of the pieces. Mine, you already know me if you're listening. I'm Bruce the Goose. I'm all over the goddamn Niftyverse. You've seen me. You know me. You might not like me. I don't give a shit. We got the almighty Dab Dragon, Supreme Commander of the Dab Station, and awesome crypto artist. He's going to be putting on a piece. He's going through some stuff right now. So if he's not around this weekend to put a piece up, I will put up a piece of his that I own just on display. I will not be auctioning that. That's mine. I'm keeping it. We got Pixels is doing wearables. I think he's also going to do some artwork. Chloe the Dev, she is a new, she's very new, actually, crypto artist. But I've seen a little bit of her stuff. It's very cool. She's going to be putting up some of her pieces that she actually does. Her and her girlfriend co-create them, which is really cool, I think. Here's one for you. You know him, you love him, you've seen his flying cars throughout the crypto voxels if you spend a lot of time there. Mr. Money Alotta has made a rainbow themed flying car to put on display, and I don't know if he's going to donate it or auction it or put it in the raffle or what, but I asked him if he'd want to do it. I can't tell you why him and I are in contact, because that's something that's coming up that I'm not supposed to talk about yet. So you got to wait on that one. But huge shout out. The rainbow car is amazing. I've seen it. It's so cool. I can't wait to see it in world. We have, let me go check in the Discord channel real quick here. Drago Nate is doing a piece, I believe. If you don't know him, you should check him out. He's good people. We might, this is a very, very big maybe because of the time zone thing, but it's possible that we're going to get a live speaker from the American Civil Liberties Union to talk on gay and trans rights and stuff like that. So that would be amazing. Cubic has a couple different rainbow wearables that he's going to be maybe doing more with. There's a lot of people involved. I gotta get back to everybody yet. There's so much to do in like so little time. Then I don't know if I mentioned this. We have a poet badge. But yeah, you're thinking, what poet badge? Didn't I get one of those from ETH Denver? That's way more a big deal than some shit Bruce the Goose is putting on. But guess what? I talked to that guy too. Like I said, all over this giant metaverse we live in. So we have a POAT badge that I designed that everybody who attends and signs the guest book will get one. So that's fun. Nisla is going to be doing a piece, I believe. I think Lauren from Microsponsors, the founder of Microsponsors, I did an episode with her. I think she wants to contribute something. Updates will be on the website as I get a chance to update the site and figure everything out and battle this goddamn ADD I'm dealing with, which isn't made any better by being a part of this crazy rabbit hole. Starpaws, another up-and-coming artist, is going to submit a piece that no one's ever seen yet. That's kind of cool. I'm going to ask Rizzle about maybe doing an Avastars giveaway. And I'm going to talk to Rude Moose about potentially being our live stream partner for it. My computer sucks. I have a hard time getting around in CryptoVoxels, let alone live streaming it to Twitch and Discord and whatever else. I think I covered everything. Sorry for my randomness and not having this very organized. But we got giveaways, we got raffles, we got auctions, we got rainbows out the ass, and a whole bunch more shit we're going to be doing. Also, Power Data, if you're not aware of them, DADA.art. I don't honestly know how to explain it, so I'm not going to try to. Go to that website. They're really cool. I love them. I get on there almost every day and doodle. They might be minting one of the collaborative doodle pieces that we can put on in the gallery. Not 100% sure. So we'll see on that. Other artists, sorry if I didn't mention you. This is a lot to do in a week. And if anybody who's listening has filled out the submission form on the website and hasn't gotten heard back from me yet, either message me directly on Twitter at xbrucethegoose. That's a way easier place to find me. I don't check my email all too often. Anybody who's bought a sponsor ticket and would like to be listed in the event sponsors on the website, same thing, get a hold of me or join my Discord. Also on that, which is also on the event website. I'm hoping to get some more visibility for it and maybe we will be doing another event next month, because why should Pride be once a year, huh? Maybe we'll do one in Decentraland. Maybe we'll do an Insomnium Space. I'm going to start a new wallet for a donation fund to set up this whole thing and like try to get parcels to put up permanent LGBTQ+ creator galleries. And we're definitely going to do it way bigger and way better next year, because we're going to have more than a week to plan the whole thing. So, thanks for listening in. I will do another episode. Hopefully I'm going to do a special episode day of. There'll be a episode of NFT Time coming out after the Pride event, where I'm going to talk to a bunch of the creators, and we can get some more insight into them. And we might get a Non-Fungible. They're a cool podcast. That's another NFT focused podcast. I asked if they could maybe give us a shout out on their podcast, and they do gerbil NFTs for each podcast they do. And I suggested doing a Pride gerbil, and they said it would have to be pretty fabulous. And I was like, the most fabulous. You could name him Furbulous. So that might happen. We'll see. But Definites are a whole lot of awesome art. Some live music from created by the community. That's going to be amazing. So, if I've missed anything, I'm sorry. If you're still here, thank you. I love you. I'll do a feather drop in description. I appreciate you all. I love you. I hope to see you at Nifty Pride. Wear something gay. Signing off. Peace. Oh, I'm still here. Sorry. was trying to find one of these 40 tabs that's open to try and close this recording out. All right. See ya. Love you. Check the description for links. Check the website for creators. Throw us some love if you want to. Bye-bye.